This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. Hey, baby, with the stars and stripes.
Yes, indeed.
An eagle flies.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your questions and comments.
Land with
calls, texts. We love them all. 701-271-1100 to call us. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Bottom of the hour, we'll return to the topic that some callers brought up today, and that is the idea of CO2 storage. And we'll chat with Jeff Zuger a little bit about all of that. They've just recently had the North Dakota Industrial Commission give them the go-ahead on a storage project in McLean County. So we'll talk about not only that particular project, but also just why this is needed and why we're worried about CO2. We'll ask all those questions for you on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for all of that. Right now, I wanted to start with a conversation with Representative of the Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation, veteran ambassador. I heard about this rucksack march and looked into the Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation a little bit, and I said, my gosh, this is an incredible organization, and want to give them a little attention and talk a little bit about the work they do, not only as part of that Rucksack March fundraiser, but all year long. And John Delzell is here, the veteran ambassador for the Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation. John, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Tell me about Brady Oberg.
Okay. Brody is a rural Yulin kid that graduated from Yulin High School in 2006, went to NDSU, left NDSU, and in 2009, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. In October of 2010, he deployed to Afghanistan with the infamous 10th Mountain Division out of Fort Polk, Louisiana. He spent 12 months in country, came back, got married, got out of the Army, and was struggled with reintegration back into society, and on August 6th, 2015, he took his own life. At the funeral, his wife Katie and his sister Tracy at that point decided that they needed to do something, start a foundation that would help vets reintegrate into society by understanding, so they would understand PTSD to try and eliminate veteran suicide, because it's been such a epidemic since 9/11. Since 9/11, we had 7,000 Marine soldiers, airmen, and Navy die in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. During that same amount of time, we've had over 30,000 active duty members and veterans take their own life. So it's something near and dear to my heart, and it's a great organization bringing awareness to our vets.
Do we know? Did we know Brady was going through this?
No.
So he just suffered in silence, sort of, and typical, just not wanting the stigma or whatever, didn't want to reach out.
Correct. You know, he kept his demons inside, you know, and talking. I spend a lot of time talking to Tracy, Katie, to his folks, Russ and Charlene, and no, nobody had any idea.
And that's typical, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it is. You know, 2020 hindsight, understanding triggers, dates, songs, sounds, you know, yeah, that's one of the benefits that happens with, the foundation is that, the money that we raise goes fully to having retreats, hunting and fishing, where vets can get together for a 3-day weekend or an overnight and they spend and talk together. So that's the biggest, the most cathartic thing for us vets who suffer from PTSD is to get together with like-minded people and have conversations that and find out what works for them and other people. That's the benefits of all the retreats that we do for the foundation.
How do you connect with vets?
They do email, social media, put it out and say that, okay, we have a fishing retreat that we're going to do. If you're interested, reply, and they drive them to the website, the Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation.org site. And Tracy and the other members of the board and ambassadors are setting these up and connecting with them, setting them up for to attend one of the retreats.
So, yeah, get the word out any way you can and have folks say, I'm in. I want to take part of this, and it does cost them nothing, I assume?
Correct. Correct. It doesn't cost them a nickel.
This is an epidemic, isn't it, John?
You are absolutely correct. It is an epidemic. We have the benefit here in Fargo of having one of the top 10 VAs in the country, but I know other guys that I served with, that worked around with, that are in areas where they're not as good. The services, the receptiveness of our VA personnel might not be at the same level that we have here at Fargo, where we're just, even though the war stopped in August of 2021, August 26th at Victory Gate, but it's still continuing on. You know, senior people, senior SEALs, we seen in the news, and just military people that were forward that come back that haven't been able to leave the war in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah. What do you need to do this good work? What do you need more of?
We can always use more donations, you know, more awareness, people volunteering to help, and, you know, the donations, you know, a week's worth of coffee, even one coffee, $20, you know, it goes towards these retreats where our combat warriors can get together and spend some time and talking to each other to try and find out what works for them. But the foundation also does a scholarship at NDSU and UND in psychology and psychiatric help for combat vets that come back that want to go further in that field to try and help their brothers and sisters. That's another big thing that we do with the foundation.
If folks have family members that are veterans, what signs can they look for of, you know, a situation similar to Brady, but maybe catching it sooner?
You know, mood swings, conversation about key dates. What are key dates? You know, maybe it was the date that they were on patrol and they got hit by an IED where he had a brother or a sister in arms that had died. Irritableness, a quick off the handle, things like that, you know, and the best thing always is to sit down and try to have that conversation to understand what are the triggers. You know, my wife and I, after a while, you know, we would have those conversations about, you know, she knows what dates are really bad for me, that I'm gonna be in a dark place, and to try and alleviate that by through conversation, through talking, you know, making sure that I'm reaching out and talking to the guys that I served with, that I went forward with, you know, and always checking on them, you know. So it's a two-edged sword. You know, you want people to help you, but also us as vets, we need to be checking on our battle buddies to make sure that they're doing okay, because everybody's struggling.
obviously, you're doing incredible work at the foundation, the Brady Oberg Foundation. But is there enough help? Do we have enough resources directed at this problem?
That's the $20 million question. I think things are better, you know, with the VA. I think things are better, and you know, the new 988. Just press that for the suicide helpline. I still don't think that our veterans are a priority through, you know, to the people at the swamp. I think not enough is given to them, and just to try and help that are given to other elements of our society that, you know.
It's just wrong. It reminds me of Vietnam, you know, soldiers
correct.
Coming back and getting treated, you know, like second-class citizens. It's just wrong. BradyObergLegacyFoundation.org to find out more about the good work they're doing. John Dalzell, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it. You have a great day, and God bless America.
You too.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On your line, brought to you by PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Friday's the day you can get fish or bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Valley City. That sounds good, doesn't it? Harwood has too many specials to mention, as a matter of fact. A lot of home cooking there today in Harwood. PetroServe USA. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, always a couple of great choices for home cooking. Beef stroganoff or country fried steak. Orange Chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Lasagna in Glendon. Meatballs in Yulin. Barbecue pulled pork, mac and cheese on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA. Let's see here. 21 past the hour, a chance to just weigh in on whatever you'd like to weigh in here on an Open Phone Friday edition. We got another guest at the bottom of the hour, but we have some time to welcome your calls at 271-1100, 271-1100. Here's an email. I want Christ, not Gandhi. I'm not saying Trump is our savior. But look at Christ's actions. Do you want Jesus or Gandhi with a whip in the temple? Would Gandhi call the Pharisees out as whitewashed? Would Gandhi say, "Get behind me, Satan," to his star pupil in order to straighten him out? I want Trump, warts and all, because I believe his heart is in the right place. You guys are great, but grow one more to have a pair. We need to grow a pair? One more. We're halfway to a pair.
What? I mean, I don't understand. There's two sides. First of all, there's no world in which I'm not voting for Trump all the way through of the thing.
Do you want him to win?
He's my guy. I want him to win.
You want him to win.
But when we talk about the election process, that's where people, all of a sudden, I'm a never Trumper or we're, you know, I'm not. No, that's not the case at all. We're just, there's a lot to analyzing how this process is going to play out. That's what we're just talk about all the time, you know, with DeSantis and with the rest of them and who else is going to get in. And, you know, Trump's the clear leader. And, yes, I agree. Trump's the fighter. Trump's the guy. I've been saying every one of these people are saying what Donald Trump already did is what they're going to do. It's going to come down to the messenger. But the process is about, you know, how do you get the independents? How do you attract the middle? How does he recreate that magic from 2020? How do we not get hosed by the election process in these corrupt states? There's a lot to it. So, yeah. So, big Trump fans here.
All right, let's take some texts here. I started this one earlier, and I'll finish it. Trump's recent attack on Kayleigh McEnany is, to put it bluntly, insane. Few people went to bat for him like she did, and to lash out at her for simply reading poll numbers is absurd. He needs to stop burning bridges before he has no allies at all.
Now, if you love Donald Trump and you're critical of anything that's said against him, that's a thing that you have to address if he's your guy. Because that doesn't make any sense.
Now, that he wasn't really...
I didn't see any of this, but if I can imagine...
Did you see the Kayleigh McEnany?
No, I didn't see the attack.
So what she said is, she listed a poll. And the poll had the difference between Trump and DeSantis shrinking a little bit, okay?
Yep.
And this caused him to say, "You're looking at the wrong poll and you're a dummy." And, you know, I don't remember if he called her a dummy or what, but he said she was milk toast. That was the line he used, you know.
That's in the breakdown of good of pros and cons about, you know, 45, that's a con. That's a problem. People, you know, he didn't have to do that. He doesn't have to say milk toast. He doesn't have to be that, you know, that Richardish. Okay, you don't have to be that big of a Richard. See, all of that is a distraction from what actually needs to be said in my mind. Yeah, okay. Well, that's just another poll. Let's get back to the things that matter: economy, energy, the border, crime, education. Stay on it. Stay focused. That's gonna win. And if he stays on the topics and the fixes, he won't have time to worry about any of this other bashing and personal attacks.
Another comment from a listener. Shouldn't the president, former president of the United States, be tried in a central, neutral part of the country, regardless of where the crime was committed? He's the leader of all of the states, not just New York. Obviously, there's different jurisdictions for different crimes, but if you don't think they are purposely going after Donald Trump for these things in New York or in Washington, D.C., in federal court, you're crazy. They are. And he can't win. Donald Trump cannot win. I mean, it could be, he stole the dollar. Should we put him in jail for life? Yes! You know, that's what they're going to do in New York.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's awful. And it's happened. Sort of like,
well, you got to look to where they bring the cases. Where they initially, where this all happens in the first place, where this is brought up, where this, it's got to be Illinois, California, or New York, or you're not happening.
Texture says, is it true the Summit Carbon Solutions folks are pushing for eminent domain? It is not true that they are pushing for eminent domain. Eminent domain does exist, and there are mechanisms to use it in certain conditions, but the last thing the pipeline company wants is people seeing the pipeline company as somebody that's taking land. That's why they're 70% of the way to having voluntary easements from folks that it's necessary to build the pipeline. So we're working on an interview Monday just to get some of these answers questioned. Questions answered is what I'm trying to say. CO2 is not a pollutant, says another listener. A waste, a money grab, it's crap. I don't want to repeat what I said before, but in 30 seconds or less, I agree with you. However, the woke world in which we live believes it is a pollutant. And if we have a solution for the pollutant, then we can have a lot of economic impact on the state of North Dakota. Jobs, and we're going to be seen as the people that fixed the problem.
You know, that to me, though, that's just caving to the woke world. No, the answer is no. We're not going to, you know, is China doing any of this? India, any of the third world? No, they're not doing any of it. So, I mean, the answer to the woke world to that argument is like, no. Okay. The answer is no, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
It's not going to make any difference.
It's
0.04% or whatever the entire deal.
I got your point. I got your point. Let me just tell you, if we say screw you, ESG, screw you, everybody else, we're coming up with a solution to a problem that allows capital to flow. Oil companies need capital, Kevin. Coal companies need capital. They need money. The money comes from Wall Street. They hold the purse strings. So if we say, up yours, we're out of here, we're going to slowly lose our energy industry. Plain and simple. They're coming for us.
Where are they going to go with it? Where are they going to go with their money?
California, you know, Pennsylvania, woke places in the world.
Because they're doing whatever. Yeah, I mean,
they're
going to
play the game.
I don't like games. That's me.
I hear you. I totally hear you. But I'm saying we didn't write the rules of this game. We're not the referees in this game. So we decide, are we going to be in or out of this business? Because to be in it requires us to play by their rules. I don't like it any more than you do, but I love the fact that North Dakota has a solution. I love the fact that we have the geology to be able to play this game. I do. And I think we need to take advantage of it. Anyway, more on that with Jeff Zuger to talk about a new CO2 storage project just approved by the North Dakota Industrial Commission when we come back. Don't go away. Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. It's a dual system of You talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Game one of the best of seven NBA finals last night went to Denver over Miami, 104-93. Game two is Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Nothing so loud, cheering when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you said neither am I. Yeah, outside, so
National Donut Day today.
Or already celebrated twice, actually one and a half times.
I told my wife last night, I think I'm going to do a sugar fast. So then I come in and it's National Donut Day.
Yeah.
So I picked
Oops.
A bad day to quit sniffing glue. You know?
Oh, I just thought of the same. Great minds. Stop doing amphetamines.
Yeah. Anyway, it's National Donut Day, and if you're not on a sugar fast, just go ahead and have yourself a donut today. And our good friends at Sandy's Donuts, by the way, are donating $5 for every dozen sold to the Salvation Army. That's a great, great, great gesture by the good folks at Sandy's Donuts, who just are great community partners. They're wonderful. So that's another reason to buy a dozen donuts today, for crying out loud. The Salvation Army is going to get $5 of it. The North Dakota Industrial Commission has given the go-ahead to a CO2 storage project in McLean County. It is part of the Blue Flint ethanol plant near Underwood, North Dakota. And Jeff Zuger is the CEO of Harvestone Low Carbon Partners. Joins us on the show to talk a little bit about this project. Jeff, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Good to catch up with you. Always appreciate our chats. I want to start with a big picture on CO2 because, you know, our listeners, whenever these topics come up, the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline or the CO2 storage, we get some version of, you know, why do we care? Why do we mess with it? And some of these arguments. Listen to this.
Carbon dioxide is 0.04% of the atmosphere. That is over the whole world. Human beings create only 3% of that 0.04% over the whole world. And Australia, human beings, manufacturers, cows breaking wind, bushfires, are responsible for 1.3% of the 3% of the 0.04%. Is anyone seriously suggesting that we should stand the economy on its head, force up energy prices, damage business, jeopardize employment, because 0.04% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide and coal produces carbon dioxide? Where is there a political leader who'll stand in the public place and say this is unadulterated rubbish and we are damaging our children? Forget the economy.
What do you say to that on the big picture of the CO2 levels?
Well, I don't know that we have a firm position on whether or not human activities are impacting CO2 levels in the atmosphere and what percentage they contribute. But what I can say is that we're strongly motivated to continue to reduce CO2 emissions at our facilities because it's part of our strategic long-term initiatives. And it essentially creates value and sustainability for our organization.
Yeah, so in other words, it's a good business decision for Blue Flint Ethanol.
That's exactly exactly correct. It's a good business decision for us. It's a key part of ensuring that that facility is sustainable long term. So we produce renewable fuel at that location and feed products. And part of what the world is asking for in renewable fuel is lower life cycle carbon intensity. And by us taking the CO2 that we produce when we ferment sugars into alcohol, taking that CO2 and storing it permanently below the earth, that lowers the carbon intensity for the fuel that we produce, and we create value to those that have incentives to or objectives to lower the life cycle carbon intensity of the total fuel burned in internal combustion engines.
And to do what you just described takes investment, pretty significant investment, but it's still a good business decision. And obviously, like many businesses in the tax code, you're able to take advantage of a tax advantage for that as well, correct?
That's correct. There's really kind of two value propositions. One is the Section 45 tax credits that are associated with carbon capture and storage or beneficial use of carbon or EOR for carbon storage. And in our case, it's the carbon capture and storage under the Section 45Q tax credit that we're able to essentially monetize that tax credit as part of the value proposition in return for the capital investment and the operational investment. And the second being, as I indicated, lowering the carbon intensity for our fuel, thereby separating it from a commodity product into a unique value product that has with it a specific carbon intensity in various low-carbon fuel markets that we can supply throughout the North American continent.
And let me guess, those are growing in number, not shrinking in number, that look for that product.
That's exactly right. We've got Canada is bringing their clean fuel standard on across the entire country this summer. Previously, you had provincial objectives, low-carbon fuel objectives, primarily BC, Alberta, and Ontario. And now they have, in addition to those, a federal objective to lower the carbon intensity of the energy products that they use in Canada. So that's about a 1.5 billion gallon renewable fuel market opportunity that is opening up. And then, as you probably well aware, California has a low-carbon fuel objective, and Washington, Oregon, in various stages of advancing theirs, and talks of low-carbon fuel objectives in the Midwest and some of the states out east as well. And then Europe certainly has with opportunities for renewable and advanced renewable fuels to participate and create value for producers of them in those markets as well.
One of the things I say to the objections on this that come up to say, why, you know, let's just opt out. All this ESG stuff is crazy. Why are we taking part in it? It's poppycock. Is, you know, that to build an ethanol plant takes capital. You know, the oil and gas industry takes capital. You know, the coal. I mean, this, you simply either have a strategy, and we're blessed in North Dakota to be able to have this unique geology to be able to address this in a unique way, or we don't exist. Is that too strong?
Well, certainly you probably aren't sustainable. You can exist in some form for a period of time, but given direction and the objectives of you know, the market that we're serving, we've got to continue to evolve and respond to those markets. And to your point, you know, North Dakota is unique. The state was very proactive in place, recognizing the opportunity that the geology presents, then put in place good policy to help advance these projects, and getting primacy is a very big deal that the state was very proactive in thinking that far ahead.
By the way, that was a decision of the Trump administration's EPA, and is definitely a game changer. And it would not have happened under the Biden administration, you can be sure of that. But now, you know, North Dakota has, by primacy, what Jeff means is the ability to regulate itself, to have our, you know, regulators regulated and not have Washington, D.C. bureaucrats doing it. So I think it's great. So talk a little bit about this project you now have received approval of from the North Dakota Industrial Commission. What does it all entail? What does it cost? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So if I could, I'd like to first thank the Industrial Commission for approving our project and working with us to get it across the finish line from a permitting standpoint, and the DMR. The DMR put a tremendous effort into this, their team, and worked alongside of our team to get a good sound science to ensure that we're going to meet the requirements of a Class 6 permit. So hats off to them, and just thank you for supporting our project. The project has been in development since about 2018. It involved doing going at risk dollars to explore. You know, we're in the eastern part of the Williston Basin, so there wasn't a ton of geological information in our area near Blue Flint, near Underwood. So we went at risk with doing seismic surveying. We went at risk with doing a stratigraphic test well. We had some support from the Lignite Research Council and Clean Sustainable Energy Authority as we went at risk and advanced the project. Ultimately, we determined that there is sufficient geological formations in that area to safely and permanently store CO2. We then transitioned into putting in place the contracts to bring compression and liquefaction infrastructure to the site as we were advancing the permit. So there again, our company went at risk to say we believe that there's enough science here that we will get a permit. So to that point, we had spent tens of millions of dollars. And then concurrently, we're building out the infrastructure, putting in place the flow line to get to the injection site. And now that we have the permit, we're going back in and we'll be reworking the stratigraphic test well to have it become an injection well. And then we'll be installing a monitoring well here this summer with a COD objective of Q3 of this year to be putting CO2 into storage.
And talk a little bit about the timeline. I mean, you just mentioned when you'd have it done by. So I guess I don't need the timeline. I'm more interested in the in the overtime, what kind of storage you have and what that is equivalent to, if that makes sense.
Sure. So the project, because of the 45Q tax credits, have a 12-year time period associated with them. So you can generate credits for 12 years under the current laws. So our project has a 12-year timeline associated with it, after which we'll reevaluate, you know, what are the incentives for us to continue to do this. But currently, we're projecting 12 years, injecting 200,000 tons a year, so about 2.5 million tons over the 12-year period. And that's the equivalent of taking about 45,000 vehicles off the road for the CO2 emissions of about 45,000 vehicles, just to put things in perspective from CO2 emissions from a vehicle.
And just to put this in perspective, like what is Coal Creek emit?
Yeah, so my understanding, don't hard quote me on this, but order of magnitude, they'd be about 9 million tons a year, and we're 200,000 tons a year. So quite a dramatic difference in size and scale. However, our CO2 coming off the ethanol production process is essentially pure CO2, biogenic from fermentation, whereas you know, other forms have to be separated out of the exhaust gases from combustion. So we're a little bit easier target for these types of projects than a flue gas.
Fascinating project, and great to get an update on it from you today. Anything else you want to tell us, Jeff?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the project. And again, thanks to the North Dakota Industrial Commission, DMR, and others that have supported the project along the way. And we look forward to getting the project to commercial operation and helping benefit those that have land interest in the area by giving them payment for their pore space.
And we are blessed by having the ability to do this in North Dakota. Then, like you say, land, you know, landowner opportunities there as well, which is great. It's just wonderful to see this all come together. Energy and Environmental Research Center up at UND been studying things like this and researching it for a long time, and it's happening. It's great. Jeff Suger, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A few products from MyPillow, and if you don't have any of these, now is a beautiful time to get yourself a great deal by using the promo code Scott. Towels. Towels that actually dry you off. Those big box stores, they're
fabulous.
They are
fabulous towels.
You know what I'm talking about? The big box stores,
yeah.
They're kind of like lotion-y.
They're waxy.
Yeah. It just doesn't work. How about bathrobes? Unbelievable. Great bathrobes. Kevin loves the slippers.
Yeah, I don't have the bathrobe. I do have two pairs of the slippers.
The sheets. There is a laundry list of things. There's sleepwear now. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Our friend Mike Lindell is battling every single day to save this country. At least we can do is go buy some of his great products at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. What's the breaking news from the president here? What is he saying? Do you know, Kev?
No idea.
It wasn't all push-ups and cramming for Prague Week.
though set the Guinness Book of Records, world records, most simultaneous push-ups. There had to be an enormous amount of push-ups. But all of you, I think you had some fun along the way. Maybe a good use of your epic passes. That would be reason enough to join.
You should see the looks on these cadets. This is yesterday. The cadets are looking like, what in the heck is he saying? I have no idea.
Well, he's reading it, number one, and he's not reading it well. He's gotten progressively worse at reading because he's always been a prompter guy or a liar or expounder. He's just getting worse at it. It's getting harder for him.
None of it makes sense.
I mean, he's old.
He weighed in on climate change, too, see if he can decipher this.
The food insecurity, the natural disasters, all of which are being made worse by the existential threat of climate change. I don't hear many of my friends anymore saying there's no climate change. We're finally figured it out. I've been trying to push that since 1981.
Shut up. Okay.
What? Yeah. Since 1981?
Food insecurity, natural disaster.
What are you talking about? And by the way, this is a graduation ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Yeah, what?
You think they want to hear
change? Yeah.
They want to hear anything about climate change?
These guys are going to go climb into $50 million aircrafts and burn more jet fuel in 10 minutes than
My personal favorite thing.
Oh, my God. And big ships and planes and, yeah, that are all electric now, right?
My personal favorite is forgetting who pilots are.
What
do you call them again? Pilots.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of
who's those guys?
Is he talking about the Thunderbirds? He must be talking about the Thunderbirds.
No, he's talking
about pilots.
He's talking about pilots.
Yeah. The guy, those guys.
He was talking to him, yeah.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly?
Guys.
Pilots.
You heard of them, haven't you?
Pilots, yeah.
Three of them are women.
Then why did you call them guys? That's not very gender appropriate,
y'all. Don't screw around, guys.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. This is we can do this almost daily.
We could.
Anytime he opens his mouth, it's more embarrassing. It's harder for us to. I mean, it's harder to justify anything he's doing, and for anyone to say that he's competent and he's in charge and he's leading negotiations and he's doing the hard work and he's. I mean, come on. Just stop. And to say that he's running again.
Can't possibly happen.
It won't happen.
Can't
no
possibly
way.
Happen.
Would you field that team?
Texas.
Would you put that line on the ice?
Listener says, Biden stands in front of the prompter and cameras every day and lies to us.
Yep.
And we know we're not going to get anything but. But we do know what we're going to get with Trump. He has a proven record and accomplished what he said he was going to do. He gets the job done. Trump doesn't lie to the American people and doesn't always read the prompter, but speaks coherently, and you can tell he cares for the American people and wants this nation and the people to prosper. Go flag. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Texter says the carbon capture line is probably the same as putting up solar panels or wind towers. The government is subsidizing them $50,000 an acre and costing the taxpayers billions of dollars for their so-called climate change protection, where there's absolutely no scientific proof of a climate change.
I can.
What are you laughing at?
I can see your mind working there trying to.
What I was trying to do is to describe a meme, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work to do that. All right.
Should I leave you with a funny?
You want a funny area?
I'll leave you with a funny.
Okay.
We talk about Joe Biden on the teleprompter all the time. I'm praying for somebody to get on that teleprompter and change it up a bit. Like, you remember in Liar Liar when Jim Carrey had the ability to make the teleprompter for Evan?
In other news, the Prime Minister of Sweden visited Washington today, and my tiny little nipples went to France.
That's what I want to see happen to Joe.
Oh,
I want him to feed something into that prompter.
That will play. Yeah.
That would be the best.
That will
play. Let's get, I don't care who it is. Just something in there for him to go, what?
Sorry we didn't get all the text. I apologize because I know you take time to send them in, and we appreciate your comments very much. Just only so much time on the program. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.